Title: Simple Hook Writing, Beginner Drama and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's write a simple drum and bass hook in Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, fast, and actually usable in a real arrangement. When I say hook, I mean the part people remember after one listen. The tiny musical idea that makes the track feel like a track, not just drums and bass. In drum and bass, hooks don't need to be long or complicated. In fact, they work best when they're short, rhythmically strong, easy to recognize, and arranged smartly so they hit hardest at the drop. Today you're going to build a two-bar hook. Two bars, that's the whole point. If you can make two bars feel addictive, you're doing it right. We're going to do this in five phases. Set up your session, build drums first. Choose a hook style, lock it with sub-bass, then arrange it into an intro, build, drop, and a simple variation. Let's go. Step 0. Setup. Clean canvas, clear choices. Open Ableton Live and start a new live set. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass pocket, 172 to 175 BPM. If you don't want to think about it, set it to 174. Pick a key. Too comfortable. Very common DNB keys are F minor and G minor. I'll assume F minor, but you can pick G minor if you like. Now create a few tracks. A MIDI track for your hook. Name it hook. A MIDI track for sub bass. Name it bass. A MIDI track for drums. Name it drums, and optionally an audio track called Vocal Chop, if you want to go the vocal route later. One workflow tip that will save you from getting lost: turn loop on, and loop 8 bars, but write the hook as a 2-bar idea inside that loop. Drum and bass thrives on tight motifs. The hook is small, the arrangement makes it feel big. Step 1. Build a drum loop first, so the hook is rhythmic. This is huge. A lot of beginners write a melody in silence and then wonder why it doesn't roll. Indeed, NB. The hook has to dance with the drums. On your drums track, drop in a drum rack. Use stock sounds if you want. The goal is not perfect sound selection right now, it's the groove. Program a basic pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Now add hats. Start simple. Closed hats on 8THs, or if you want more energy, 16THs. Keep it clean. If your hats feel stiff, don't add more notes yet. Add groove. Open the groove pool and try something like swing 16-65, but keep it subtle. Apply it mainly to the hats, not the whole kit. Set the amount around 20-35%, timing around 50-70%. Your goal here is a solid pocket. If the drums bounce, the hook will practically write itself. Step 2. Choose your hook style. You've got two beginner-friendly options: a classic stab or restyle hook, or a vocal chop hook. I'll walk you through both. Pick one today. Don't do both at once, unless you want to lose an hour tweaking. Option A. Classic DNB stab or Reese hook. On the hook MIDI track, load Wavitable. Set oscillator 1 to saw wave. Set oscillator 2 also to saw, and attune it slightly, around plus 10 to 20 cents. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it restrained so it doesn't wash out. Now set up the filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Put the cutoff somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz to start, and add a bit of drive, around 2 to 5 dB, for grit. Now the amp envelope. This is where stab becomes stab. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now a simple effects chain after Wavitable. Add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Just until it thickens. Optionally, add auto filter after that for movement. You can map a gentle LFO to the cutoff. Add utility and keep width modest, around 0 to 30%. In drum and bass, if your hook is huge and wide in the mids, it often feels less punchy, not more. Quick teacher note, you're building hook DNA here. Pick a timbre anchor, something about the sound that stays consistent for the whole drop. That consistency is what makes tiny pattern changes still feel like the same hook. Now write the 2-bar motif. Create a MIDI clip that's exactly 2 bars. Use the F minor scale. F, G, AB, BB, C, TB, AB. Here's a simple call and response rhythm to start. Bar 1. 2 stabs. Bar 2. 3 stabs, slightly busier. A starter pitch idea. Bar 1. F at the start, then AB on beat 3, bar 2, F at the start, AB around the end of 2, and AB near the end of bar 2. But listen, the rhythm matters more than the notes. You could make this hook one note and it can still slap if the rhythm has identity. So let's give it identity with one simple rule. Pick one signature hit that always happens in the same place. For example, Always place a stab just before the snare. That anticipation is addictive. That becomes your rhythmic anchor. And here's a quick test. The hum test. Solo the hook and see if you can mouth the rhythm after hearing it once. Even if it's a synth stab. If you can't mouth it, it's too complicated. Simplify. Option B. Vocal chop hook. If you want modern DNB energy, vocal chops work insanely well. Just make sure your vocal source is legal, your own recording or royalty-free samples. Drag a short vocal phrase into the vocal chop track. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. If it's tonal, try Complex Pro. If you want more rhythmic, slicey behavior, try tones or texture. If it starts sounding metallic, swap warp modes before you process heavily. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transients as the slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now write a 2-bar chop pattern using only a few slices. 3 to 6 slices max. If you use 12 slices, you're not writing a hook, you're writing chaos. Try a simple rhythm idea. Bar 1. Slice on the downbeat. Slice C around the end of 2. Slice B near beat 4. Bar 2. Slice A on beat 1. Slice A again on beat 2. And slice D on beat 4. Then add tiny pitch changes on just 1 or 2 hits. In the drum rack, click a slice and transpose it by minus 3. Minus 5 or plus 7 semitones. Small moves. This audio version is shortened for playback.